Philippa Nefri Clark presents Lest We Forgive, Detective Liz Morland, Book One. Written by Philippa Nefri Clark and narrated by John Wood. All characters in this book have no existence outside the imagination of the author and have no relation whatsoever to anyone bearing the same name or names. They are not even distantly inspired by any individual known or unknown to the author, and all incidents are pure invention. Chapter 1. There's no room along this narrow street to park, so I back the van into the driveway of a darkened house. No lights come on. Nobody peers from the window. I turn the motor off. These new estates are rubbish. Dead ends everywhere. Speed humps, tiny roundabouts, oversized houses with front lawns smaller than my handkerchief. Scrawny baby trees replace the old oaks or gums bulldozed to make way for families to cram into boxes. They all look the same to me. But only one matters. Number 10. I'm two doors down and across the road, so it's easy to see the occupants inside as they make their way to the door. Their car's in the driveway. Red. Mid-sized. Won't take much to nudge it off a road, if it comes to that. I light a cigarette and draw in the filthy tar until it hurts my lungs, then blow out the smoke. It doesn't help the visibility, so I open the window a crack. The air is bitterly cold already, and it's only early evening. The kid rushes out of the house to the car. She's wearing a short dress, tights, and a puffer jacket. Makes no sense. Pants would keep her warmer. Hurry up, Dad, I'm freezing to death. Like I said, pants would keep you warmer. She's 8. Blonde like her mum. She jumps up and down in a circle, puffing out white air. Partway around, she stops and stares in my direction. I lower the cigarette and stub it out in an empty soft drink can. There's no way she can see me. Not through the condensation and window tinting. Stare all you want.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?